Anna, what first drew you to this story?
Well, I grew up in Gloucester, and though I spent a lot of time on boats when I was young, I don't come from a fishing family. I'd never been on a fishing boat itself. And so a lot of it really was for me to get a chance to get out there on one of these boats and see how things really work and what it looks like and smells like and sounds like, and to talk with these guys who do this for their lives. It was a really amazing experience for me to be able to do that.
Talk to me about how integrated the fishing industry is, or how important it is to the town of Gloucester.
It really is the center of the town. I mean, I guess at this point, with the decline, it's hard to say economically. I think tourism is probably becoming a more important part proportionate. But in terms of the culture and the feeling of the town and what it's about, it's all about fishing. I mean, that's what it's centered around.
So then how has Gloucester changed in response to the decline of that industry?
Physically, you can see it in terms of just the number of boats that are in the harbor, or the number of empty slips now and places that boats were, or boats that just don't go out anymore. But I think it's more palpable in terms of, you know, as I said, fishing really is at the center of the community, and people are still talking about it all the time, and it's still part of everything that everyone's doing. But with it is this sense always of real frustration and anger, and I think a lot of sadness too. You have fishermen who come from families of many generations, and some of them are finding work in Boston or in other areas. They're doing computer work, and some of them are going to work at Burger King. And they've been, I think, especially because fishing is such an independent line of work. I mean, these are people who've run their own boats and been captains, and then they go and they're working in a situation where they don't have any control. It's just a completely different way of life. I mean, when you get out there on one of these boats with these guys, you're out in the middle of nothing. And you're totally free. You really feel that way when you're out there. And so I think almost anything that's on land has a very different feel to it.
There was a scene in your piece where you had this line about an amicable tiff between the fisherman in your story, one of the fishermen, and a scientist. What did you mean by that?
Most of what I've been hearing for a long time, and especially since I've been doing reporting on fishing issues for the last probably 3 years, there's just an enormous amount of frustration and anger, not just at scientists but at regulators from the fishermen's point of view. And I think in talking with scientists as well, and they're scientists, so they don't necessarily express it in the same way or as openly, but they feel a certain amount of frustration at the fact that fishermen haven't been able to understand always the need for certain cuts or what's actually going on in the seas. And fishermen and scientists see things very differently because they have different relationships to the ocean. They see it in a different way. I mean, a fisherman goes out and puts down his net, and when it comes up full of fish, the ocean is full of fish. I mean, there's no, you know, and a scientist is also working with computer models. He's working. These are really hard things to trust. A computer, you know, when you hear that someone is making decisions about your livelihood based on computer models, that's hard. And I think even though, you know, you hear, like I said in the piece, Joe and Vin had a pretty good working relationship. But even when we came into the harbor, I remember at the end of the day, and it was getting dark, and we were coming into the dock at the fish auction where they loaded off the fish. And Joe's dialing up on his phone, dialing up National Marine Fisheries Service. And what he was doing was what he has to do every time he either both goes out of the harbor and comes in, which is to call and basically check in and tell them that he's back and tell him exactly what happened and what he got and all this stuff. And he was so angry. I mean, the way he expresses it, he feels like a child, really, in terms of feeling like he's on a leash or being watched in this way.
And he has to do that every time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a totally different world than it was just a generation ago.
Right. I mean, these are guys who themselves, when they were young, it's not even their fathers. They came into fishing at a time when you went out in your boat and you fished and you got as much as you could and you came back and that was that. And no, you know, so it's changed dramatically.